I think that everyone who has been following this matter will accept that this is an absurdity of the highest degree. How can the former First Lady possibly steal three used motor vehicles? And how could she possibly steal a property on title? This is the most ridiculous charge that any former First Lady can be charged with. Now, this matter is bound to be presented to court on the 29th of September. But the genesis of this whole thing is that the former First Lady is the victim in this transaction because the person in whom she had entrusted custody of some money was duped by a person who now is claiming her property was possibly taken from her by the former First Lady. It is a very absurd arrangement where the actual victim of trickery and theft is now being turned into a culprit.
We also know, sir, that the former president, Edgar Lungu, his son and daughter-in-law arrested on allegations of money laundering. So why do you think this is happening?
I want to put this in the right perspective. Beyond the son and daughter-in-law of the former president, there is also a daughter and son-in-law who also have been arrested by the police on the charge of being in possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. Beyond the close family of the former First family, even his close accomplices, his close colleagues, have also been arrested. His former workmates have been arrested. Several ministers in the Edgar Tagwalungu cabinet have been arrested, most of them on the same charge of being in possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. When this whole thing started after President Lungu lost elections in 2021, I did mention to the people that these arrests of close colleagues of President Edgar Lungu were not meant only for those people who were being arrested, but they were a systematic and well-orchestrated ploy to reach to President Edgar Lungu. And we know that this is part of the scheme of President Hakainde Hichilema to try and get to President Edgar Tagwalungu in his pursuit of the removal of his presidential immunity.
Can it also be said that the government of President Hichilema is doing this as part of the fight against corruption?
Had this been a genuine fight against corruption, it wouldn't have been targeted at people simply because they possess property. They should have been targeting people where they would demonstrate that they were involved in illegal transactions. Possession of property alone does not amount to corruption. Corruption must have a precedent ingredient of theft or of exchange of money, bribery, or illicit transaction. So this fight against corruption is nothing but an orchestrated fight against specific targets.
Mr. Lubinda, thank you so much for your time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your program.